Chapter 15, The Season of Giving. What should I get Susan? She's always so picky. What about John? No, I think I can leave him off because he never gives me anything. My husband? That's easy. Something I want because I'm going to get to use whatever I give him. Besides the mind-boggling dilemmas of what to get for who, Christmas giving can be an expensive process that leaves many in financial peril. Even those who try to budget often get caught up in the season and outspend their limits. For some, the inability to give expensive gifts makes them feel less than worthy. How did an act like giving that was designed to be a joy become such a hassle? This year, I suggest we go back to God's guidelines for giving. How does God give? Well, God makes no distinction about who most deserves his gifts. He freely gives to all. Tomorrow's sunrise will rise on both the good and the evil. How would our gift-giving practices change if we made no plan for giving each year, except to pray about who God would want to favor through us? What if our most important priority became listening to the ultimate dispatcher tell us where to deliver his gifts? And we delivered those gifts, whether we thought the recipients deserved them or not. Are we perhaps more comfortable giving a brightly decorated earth gift to a trusted friend than we are passing on the gift of heaven to unlikely recipients? Could it be God tests us by hiding in unlikely places and calling, "Come find me and bring the gift I gave you. Pass it on." God's appearance as a baby in a manger tells us he can be in places we don't expect him to be. Could he be on the street in rags, or perhaps in jail somewhere, waiting for us to bring the gifts? Could he be someone who is phenomenally wealthy in the things of this earth, but has nothing laid up in heaven? God does not limit his giving to just one season. He gives continuously. He will give gifts in January just the same as he does in any other month, including December. God wraps his gifts simply. Knowing what is inside is far more important than the temporary wrapping. He emphasized that truth when he pulled the wrapping off his best and brightest gift at Calvary. The wrapping was no longer important once the gift was revealed. This Christmas season, stop checking off names on a list and take some time to look up at a brightly decorated universe wrapped by the Creator himself. It is a universe that never ends, earth blending into heaven. Listen to God saying to you, "Do you like it? I made it just for you and some other special people who have not seen it yet. Will you help me make some deliveries?" Romans 6:23 says, "The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." John 14:16 records Jesus' words, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." John 14:27 records Jesus' words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." This might be a good time to look back over your Christmas list. Do you know of anyone who needs the gift of eternal life? How about a good counselor, or peace, or freedom from a troubled heart and fear? Look around. It's time to deliver some gifts.